Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
I arrived at another Eastern European country, and as shallow as the faith had been at the previous country, this one probably, I wish I could have parked there for weeks and weeks at a time. I interviewed one pastor whose father had also been a Baptist pastor, and he talked of the day when the communists arrested a number of the leading pastors, and they threw them in prison, put his pastor in a KGB torture facility for 9 months, and did everything you've ever read in history, feeding him salt on bread, hanging up by his arms, making him sit in the chair for 72 hours, and every time he fell asleep and fell out, they would beat him. He had one guard that was particularly brutal that would bring him a piece of toast for breakfast with the guard's waste on it. And the psychological torture seemingly leaves deeper scars than the physical torture. And he talked about how for over a year he never got to see his daddy. They didn't really know whether or not his father was alive or not, simply because he was the pastor of the church. And then they called his mother and him to come to a labor camp. And in that labor camp was 1,200 criminals. And they had divided the exercise yard up by putting tables in the midst of it. And there's 1,200 prisoners on one side and two family members on the other side. And they were given 1 hour to communicate. And he said, I waited and I waited and I waited until my father didn't come. And finally, a couple of guards laid what looked like a bundle of rags on the table. And my mother and I approached that. And he said, by the piercing blue eyes of this emaciated, tortured, skeletal remains of a man, I recognized this was my father. He said, I walked up and took my father by the hand. And I said to him, Father, I'm so proud of you. If my boys want to put that on my tombstone, I'll die a happy man. He said, but my mom knew what my dad would want the most, and so she took out a pocket New Testament and very quickly put it under my father's winter hat, but not quick enough because the guard saw it. Came and took it, recognized it for what it was, called the camp commander over, and as he is ripping the New Testament into shreds and he's screaming so that everybody can hear, woman, don't you know it's because of your God in this book that your husband is here and in this shape? Don't you know that I can kill him? I can kill you and I can kill your son and I will probably get a promotion for it. He said, my little mother looked at this powerful man and said, sir, I know this. You can kill my husband, or you can kill me, and you can even kill my son. But you can never separate us from the love that is in Jesus. And he said, I was so proud of my mother. I stayed with this guy for almost 2 days. He taught me so much about not only how to do ministry in tough places, he taught me why we do it and the foundation of faith and what it meant to walk with Jesus. At the end of like 2 days of interviews, he looks at me and he says, Nick, I took great joy that I was suffering for Jesus in my country so that you could be more free to share Jesus in Kentucky. And I said, no. I turned off my tape recorder. I put my pen in my pocket. I closed my notebook up. And I said, no, you are not going to lay that on me. How can I ever repay that? How could I ever repay that debt of faith that you're talking about? And he said to me, he reached over the table and he started tapping me on the chest. And he said, "Son, don't you steal my joy. I took joy that I was suffering in my country so that you would be more free to share Jesus in your country. Don't you tell me that the bride of Christ, the church, the body of Christ is separate from one place to the other. I'm suffering here so that you can rejoice here. Don't you believe? Don't you ever believe that there is a free church and a suffering church? There's just the church. And don't you tell me that when I, the finger of the church, hurts, that you don't hurt with me. Don't tell me you don't understand what it means to be a part of the body of Christ." And then he looked at me and he just stabbed me in my heart. And isn't it something that victorious living in persecution, where faith works, was harder for me than where there was no faith in Somalia? Because in Somalia, I'm the spiritual one. And now I'm sitting at the feet of giants that I didn't even know existed. And he looks at me and he says, "Son, don't you ever give up in freedom what we would never give up in persecution. And that is our witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and His love. Don't you ever give up in freedom what we have refused to give up in persecution, and that is our witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And I said, "Lord, you're answering my questions, but what am I supposed to do with this? If we're to starve, let us starve with joy. I'd rather us hang than deny our faith in Jesus. Father, emaciated bag of bones, and I'm so proud of you, Father." And he was 8 years of age. He said, "Nick, do you know what it's like to grow up for 10 years with your daddy in prison?"
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.